going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, we bring to you from Talking Cowboys and the Draft Show, Emmy Award winner and Triplets dad, it is Kyle Yeomans. How's it going, man?
What's up, guys? It's been a while. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, so are we taking Golden or Tet?
Well, I think it really does come down to who's there out of the two guys. I still feel like they're leaning wide receiver. I think if Tet is there, I think he's higher on their board. If it's Matthew Golden and Tetarella McMillan's not there, then I think it's more of a conversation, but I would still lean Golden in that regard. I mean, I think the Cowboys are going to come away with a wide receiver in the first round. I have that gut feeling just based off of the research and the fit and the value. That's just kind of where I'm at with it all.
Hey, can I ask you a question about that then? Because like that definitely makes sense to me, but this is one of the deals where if the board shifts in a way you didn't expect, then you have to adjust. Because there's been rumblings that like, hey, could Jenty go 5 and then Tet go 6? And if that were to happen, then I wonder if another team would pull the trigger early on Golden. And let's say you got to 12, neither one of them are there. Then do you have to reevaluate your plan?
Maybe. And we talk a lot about window dressing your board on the draft show. And I know you guys both are close with Brian, and you kind of heard that term once or twice. But just to explain it for those viewers out there, window dressing your board means you're going to rank and stack all of these players, 1 through 257, or however many players they have on their board. They'll rank those guys, and they don't want to jump from, let's say, rank 10 to rank 12 just because it fits a need. They want to draft via the board. You stacked it for a reason. Your players are on there for a reason. Pick the best player available, and that's where that BPA conversation comes in. I wouldn't be surprised if we're getting there, and I think I would be surprised if both wide receivers were off the board.
Yeah,
I
got you.
Be at least one guy there. I get what you're saying, but there's a conversation, kind of like what I said a minute ago, about Matthew Golden. There are other names there. Mykel Williams from Georgia, Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, Will Johnson from Michigan, Omarion Hampton from North Carolina, Kelvin Banks, Texas, Josh Simmons, Ohio State. All of those names are very viable at 12 and very possible at 12. And we're trying to figure out who they have in that stack between Tetarella McMillan and Matthew Golden. There's a good chance that Matthew Golden is closer to Tet than we think, and he's closer to McMillan at the top of their wide receiver and their overall board. But there's also a chance that if Tetarella McMillan's gone, then there are these other names there. So I think they'd be comfortable with a guy like Mykel Williams or Shamar Stewart, who are edge rushers and don't necessarily fill an immediate need, but certainly something that you can build around. Same thing at corner. I think right now there's some pause on whether or not Trayvon Diggs is going to be ready for the start of the year, where there's been the rotating injuries at corner. Maybe you take a guy like Will Johnson and feel good about that at 12 anyways. So it may not be one of those wide receivers, but they have a comfortable stack that I believe are going to go by. And if we see one of those names instead of Matthew Golden, that means they were not window dressing their board and they stayed true to the way they stacked these players.
Can you walk us through your general thoughts about this specific player or just general philosophy? You mentioned Stewart. How do you feel about players that, like, hey, they look like they should be able to do all these things, but then you look at their college production and maybe it's not there?
No, his production wasn't there. I mean, he had 4 sacks last year, was a five-star, four-star prospect, depending on what recruiting service you looked at, and it ended up being kind of the letdown of the Texas A&M defense. And that's tough to say because he was still one of the better defenders on their roster, and he's one of the better defenders in the SEC, led the SEC in pressures, but as I just said, he only had the 4 sacks to go along with it. So it was a finishing element from Shamar Stewart. His film was good, good enough to go first round for sure. I have a second round grade on him, though, because personally, I tend to value collegiate production against good competition a little bit more than maybe some other scouts do. A lot of other scouts are going to go just by the film, and if they're going by just by the film and the character of these guys, and I think he does have that high character, got to talk to him a little bit during the Senior Bowl in Mobile this year, was nothing but impressed with him and his tape along the way, but the production wasn't there. So I tend to knock players for that once or twice down the line because I just think it's a good indication of what you will do at the next level. Not always the case, and I think Micah Parsons is a guy like that who his college production was good. Was it off-the-charts production? It was more so a ceiling, and he ended up hitting that ceiling with Dallas and did so very quickly. So I think it could go both ways. For Shamar Stewart, I don't think I would be super pumped at the pick at 12, but overall he's a guy with some bend, some athleticism, off the edge. He's going to give you a pass rushing ability that maybe you lack a little bit on this roster since DeMarcus Lawrence is no longer with the team.
There, it has kind of felt like the onus has been on skill positions in the first 3 rounds. Like a lot of weight's been put on skill positions there. When do you feel comfortable addressing the trenches, whether it be offensive line or the defensive tackle area for this team?
Or Tyler Booker at 12.
Yeah, that's another question about Peter Schrager and his mock draft right now.
Did Schrager mock Booker to 12?
Yeah, at 12.
Okay. The thing about offensive line is you have to be comfortable taking them anywhere because Dallas, one, has a great track record of taking offensive linemen. I'm not counting Tyler Guyton at the moment. We'll see how that turns out. But on the record, I'm not giving up on Tyler Guyton quite yet. And because of that, I think it's more likely you would see it in the later rounds than you would in those first 3 rounds. Just because, I mean, if you guys were to look at me and say, what are your top 3 needs you have to have a starter at by the time, whether it's draft or not, where are you getting your starters for the 2025 season? You would probably say running back.
Yep.
Probably say wide receiver too.
Yep.
And probably a one tech on your defensive line, right?
Yeah.
Maybe corner you could throw in there too, depending on what Diggs situation is and kind of where that sits. Offensive line's not in that conversation, but it's such a premium position. And Jerry said it yesterday during the pre-draft press conference, but it's the team within the team. And you have to find a way to give Dak Prescott time to throw. And they certainly don't feel like last year they protected him well enough. And Jerry said it yesterday too, that he felt like at times this offensive line was not good enough in 2024. So
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
They put value on it, and I think they've prepared themselves to where if the 12th overall pick comes around, let's say there's no Tetteroa McMillan, there's no Ashton Jeanty, maybe even some of these edge rushers are off the board early, there's a chance you get to see multiple edge rushers in the top 10 again this year. Then I think they're comfortable taking offensive line. Is it the number one need? No, but it's such a premium position and you have to get it right day in and day out in order for your offense to be successful. Then I think if the right guy is there for them, which could be Kelvin Banks, I know they're really high on him out of Texas, maybe Will Campbell from LSU falls a little bit. I know they like Josh Simmons out of Ohio State quite a bit. He'll probably play tackle, so there's going to be some movement there. But I think they'd rather figure it out with the talent in hand than pass up on it and fill other needs and try and force it.
You were talking about cornerback, not necessarily at 12, but just overall cornerback depth on this team. Mm-hmm. If you're the Cowboys, do you not have to kind of operate like maybe as if Trayvon Diggs won't be here just looking at the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think that's exactly how they're looking at it. And I asked the question yesterday in the presser to Brian Schottenheimer. I asked him, what do you value? Because the defensive coaching staff has had significant influence when it comes to your corners in the past. I mean, we've all talked about Dan Quinn's type of guys, the long, lengthy, speedy corners, and how that's changed over the last couple of years. Mike Zimmer wanted more of the athletic, stick-in-your-hip-pocket type of guys. It sounded like Brian Schottenheimer, and I asked him kind of to speak on Eberflus's behalf as the defensive coordinator. I asked Shotty, he said speed and size. I mean, of course you want those two things, but he said the length is a big thing and the character is a big thing. So with all that being said, it didn't sound like, we don't really need corner. It sounded like, hey, we are trying to find the right player to fit our system and to fit our bill. And there's a guy in the first round in Will Johnson out of Michigan that fits that specifically. I think if he were to say something similar to what maybe Mike Zimmer said last year in what he wants as a defensive back, I think he may have said something that would have led me in the way of Jahdae Barron, the corner from Texas.
Yeah.
But I think what he said yesterday kind of circled Will Johnson in my mind as a legitimate possibility at 12 overall, even to the point where, I mean, I'm playing around. We'll release our final mock draft tomorrow on DallasCowboys.com. But I'm playing around with the thought that maybe he's the pick at 12 over some guys like Golden and Stewart and some of these other names that are possible.
You know, that's yesterday he did mention speed is something you don't have to coach. And I think that's the reason he brings character to the table, too, is because like a guy like Emeka Egbuka, the character on that kind of guy right there, I don't have to coach him. He's going to put in the work on his own. I don't have to go out and say, hey, we have to have you do these things.
Yeah, and you talked. I talked a moment ago about how much I value production from the collegiate ranks against good competition. Well, he won a national championship. There's the first one.
Yeah,
he's one of the leading receivers, if not the leading receiver, in Ohio State program history because he did it as the Robin to so many other guys, Batman, right? He was behind Jackson Smith and Jigba. He was behind some of these other top wide receivers that have played in this Ohio State program the last couple of years, and he's just continuously done his job and been very, very good at doing so to the point where he got better as every year went along, and now his tape is first-round quality. Now, do I think he brings the same skill set to the table as a Tetteroa McMillan or as a Matthew Golden? No, I have him much further down my board than those two guys. So I think it'd be more so a trade back scenario for me.
Yeah.
If they're able to find a dance partner, I think if they land Emeka Egbuka and pick up a top 100 pick and they're doing so selecting him in the 20s, I think I'd be super happy.
Yeah.
Because then you're finding the Robin to CeeDee Lamb's Batman. and you can take it there and build your offense around it. That's a true wide receiver too, who expects to be and knows how to be a wide receiver too. So if you're looking for compliments, I think his name's on the list, but I think it depends on trying to move around a little bit in order to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, and that's those character guys. It just makes it easier for the coaches, especially in a first year for a guy like Schottenheimer. Now, speaking of first year back for Eberflus, we know he loves linebackers and the work he does with those guys. And we know we're kind of missing Overshown. Are you comfortable with everything they have at linebacker right now? Or would you say I still need, if there's a body, I'd love to get one?
Yeah, I think there's a couple names in this draft that not only they feel confident that they would want, but I think would fit the value of where they need to take those guys, because they're not going to take a guy like Jahad Campbell, Alabama,
right,
in the first round. Jalen Walker's a name that's catching some steam or picking up some steam as we get closer. He's probably not going to be there at 12 as a linebacker, edge rusher type of hybrid. I think if you're going to see a linebacker, it'll come in the second round with a guy like Carson Schwessinger. He's a UCLA linebacker who I actually compared to DeMarvion Overshown. I see a lot of Demo in his college tape and what he did length-wise, speed-wise, plays downhill with a vengeance, is good in coverage. They sent multiple guys to his pro day private workout out on the West Coast, and I think Schwessinger's a name to keep in mind going into day two. But I do like what they've added. I like the addition of Kenneth Murray. I think that's an underrated trade that they've made this offseason to add a quality starter who had 100-plus tackles last year. He's kind of the Eric Kendricks replacement in my mind. I think that's what Kenneth Murray does. Not the same type of player skill set-wise. I think they do things differently, and their film is certainly different. But I think from a production standpoint, I think Kenneth Murray can fill what Eric Kendricks did for this defense last year, and he's been around this system previously, and he knows some of the guys on this staff. Now, where you can still add is because you don't know DeMarvion Overshown's status for 2025.
Right.
We have the good news. Not really. I mean, initially we thought there was no status, right?
Yeah.
That he's not going to be available until late playoff time. He talked to our staff a couple weeks ago and kind of said, I want to win comeback player of the year in 2025. Not 26. He wanted to win comeback player of the year in 25. So I think he feels really confident that he can get back out on the field early, but that's a player with optimism, and he's always been an optimistic individual. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. I don't think you can count on him, just like we were talking about with Trayvon Diggs.
Yes.
From an injury standpoint, plan around not having DeMarvion Overshown in 25. If you get him back, that's great. So because of that, I wouldn't be surprised if they do spend a pick on those linebackers, but it's got to be the right player at the right time, and you're going to sacrifice taking another position of need in order to do so, because like those four positions I mentioned earlier, you're only going to be able to address three of those in those first three picks.
Thank you very much for all of the insight, and then a preemptive thank you for all the great work on the draft show.
Yeah, appreciate it. Can't wait to be on with the guys starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow. It's going to be a long weekend, and can't wait to be on with you guys all the way through.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.